Hello and welcome to another episode of the Music Rabbit Hole. I'm your humble host and music bus driver. On today's musical journey, we are halfway through 2023. So I figured now would be a good time to stop, look back at the year so far in music, the albums that really stick out to me as far as some of the high points of the year so far, and just kind of see what we think. What do we think so far of 2023 from a music perspective? Before we get into kind of the month-by-month breakdown, I do think as far as an overall summary of the year so far, I think it has been okay. You know, I don't necessarily, there are definitely some high moments. I mean, March for sure was one of the bigger times of the year. I'm excited to talk about that. But as far as kind of where things are right now, I don't feel super fulfilled by the first half of 2023. I think especially once you get past March and you get into April, I think there was some drop-off for sure, and May as well had a couple moments. June has been a pretty good month so far, but the first quarter of 2023 definitely outshines Q2. So let's get into it, though. Let me point out some albums that maybe you've heard. I know I've talked about some of these on the show as well. We will start with, let's go 10 to 1 as far as my top 10, and you'll see the list. I'll put it up on the screen, but first one here, What Is Your Name is the name of the group. Beyond Old Names, Everyone's Songs is the name of the record. This is a very weird pick. This is a very niche record, but I really, really enjoyed it for some reason, and I've talked about it on this show in the past, so I don't even want to get into it too much. As far as some of the other albums here, Gaz Coombs, Turn the Car Around, that's a really solid record. King Tuff, Small Town Stardust, that's another one that's really growing on me. Circle Waves, Never Going Under, kind of a very poppy, pop rock type record, very radio friendly, but something that I still can listen to quite a bit and quite enjoy. Junie Harbell and Carvings, that's a really cool Norwegian acoustic record for those softer times. Samia Honey, very up-and-coming artist that I encourage you to look out for. The Arcs, Electrophonic Current, Rosie Plain, Prize. And then my top two of January were Joseph's Permanent Damage and then Lil Yachty's Let's Start Here. And so when we're talking about some of the better records of the year, I think Lil Yachty's record really started off the year strong when it came out in January. I've talked about it when I did my review, but basically, to me, this was just such a very interesting left turn for an artist who I didn't particularly enjoy a lot of his other work. And then this record comes out, and he's trying something different. He's trying something new, and it works for me. For some people, maybe you don't love it, but to me, I found it pretty innovative at times. He obviously had some big names help him with this, so he got the right people involved as well. And then the Joseph record, Permanent Damage. For that one, that's just something that I found this guy. I think he's a Glasgow-based artist and now living in the UK. And there's just something about his voice. There's a lot of magic in this record, and I highly encourage you to check it out. It's in the like pop-type realm. So that's January. So you get the Lil Yachty record. And then, honestly, January, not that great of a month. I mean, there were a lot of the records I'm talking about you probably haven't even heard of because they're so niche and small. But yeah, I besides the Yachty record, January, not the best month for sure. February was a little bit better. You know, we had Skrillex come out with the two albums. I liked Quest for Fire much more than the other one. Paramore's album came out in February, This Is Why. That's a really cool record to listen to as well. I think it's, what, a 6 or 7 month hiatus between her last record. The band has obviously changed a bit in that time. But this was a really strong, I wouldn't say redemption album for Paramore, because obviously Hayley Williams, I'm not saying like she needs to redeem herself or anything, but I just mean more of like a comeback. That's what I'm talking about. A really good comeback record from Paramore. But the two records for sure that are on my like watched lists for some of the best records of 2023 are definitely Caroline Polachek's Desire, I Want to Turn Into You, and Young Fathers' Heavy Heavy. I can't stop talking about these records. Young Fathers is just that record is just kind of a wild experience. A lot of different sounds, a lot of different instruments in play. That's just a fun one. And then Caroline Polachek's record, the really interesting thing about this one just is the genres that she covers in this album. There's so many different nods to different types of music and different backgrounds and instruments and things like that. It is a wild ride for a pop record. That's definitely one of my favorites. Other ones to point out from February, Screaming Female, Desire Pathway. That's a really fun one for like heavier rock type fans. Logic, College Park. Say what you want to say about Logic. I do. He's obviously put out some great records. He's put out some clunkers. I enjoyed College Park. I enjoyed everything except for the skits. The big problem for me on this record was he'd put together a really good 2.5-3 minutes of a song, and then he'd give you this like 45-second to a minute plus weird skit sketch with weird voices, and it wasn't very creative, and it wasn't very funny. And so if you're going to do like a comedy skit on the record, at least be a little bit funny. Hamish Hawk's Angel Numbers, that's kind of an under the radar one that I would recommend you to check out, kind of in the chamber pop type realm. Quasi, Breaking the Balls of History, that's a fun one. And then Big X the Plug, Amar, that's a really solid rap record, definitely one of my favorites of the year. And then Shame, Food for Worms, kind of a weird one. Kind of a weird one, I will say, but I enjoyed it. It's in the post-punk type realm. So that was February. So February, two of my favorite records of the year. January had one or two really, really solid records. Then we get into March. Now, March, I made a video, I think, about it on this channel. March could go down as one of the best months of music this year. And it is still, at least now that we're about 6 months in, it is still a highly contender for that. You had the JPEG Mafia Danny Brown record, which is just a crazy experience. The production is insane. The lyrics are hilarious. This is a really... It's a polarizing record, I will say. Like, you may listen to it and be like, what the hell is this guy talking about? This record is not my cup of tea. And if that's the case, I get it. But I think for those who do like and appreciate it, I think you really like and appreciate it. Then you have the Boy Genius record called The Record. Really fun to listen to this full length from them. Tremendous vocalist, obviously. So that's really fun. And then you got Eve's Tumor with the record that has a super, super long name. That's an under the radar one. If you haven't heard this Eve's Tumor record, definitely check it out. It's punky at times. It's poppy at times. And I really recommend this one. It's 3 on my list for my best albums of March. But I, honestly, it's sneaky, sneaky good. Then you get Slow Ties record, Ugly. That was really solid. And then the rest of the month was pretty solid. I mean, Fall Out Boy, I liked this new record. I thought it kind of went back to their roots a bit. And then you have 100 Gex. That is a wild experience. I don't want to spoil too much. Just listen to that. Another rap record, Navy Blues, Ways of Knowing. Really good storytelling on this one. The New Pornographers, Continue as a Guest. That's a sneaky one as well. Miley Cyrus put out a record this year. It's weird. That was just a few months ago. Obviously, Flowers is the big viral hit, but there's some really good magic on this album, I will say. Like, I think this is a album that's kind of growing on me a bit. And I think I like the direction Miley's going with her music, if she kind of continues along this track. And then Black's album, Since I Have a Lover. This one's a little hit or miss for me, honestly, but it did make it into my top 10. I think it is a solid album. I might change it out for Meet Me at the Altar's Past, Present, Future. I think that one may find its way into my top 10 from that month because, I don't know. I think the Black album is pretty boring, I will say. Let's get into April. So April, another kind of mid-month for me. Not a ton to rave about. The best album of the month by far was Wednesday's Rat Saw God. This album is crazy good. Highly, highly recommend that. L. Michael's Affair, The Glorious Game, that's with Black Thought and things like that, like good rap record. Kara Jackson, that one's a really interesting one. The National, I have them here. I love The National. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. This album is certainly not one of their like top two, three albums ever, but it's a solid record. Indigo D'Souza, she's one of my favorites. Check her out. Josh Ritter, another longtime tremendous artist. The Metallica record was pretty good. This Blonde Shell record, highly recommend as well. Kind of a new up-and-coming artist. Something worth checking out. I know I'm just kind of just rambling and listening, but that's what this episode is today. May. So, May, a little bit of a redemption month for me. So, if we go back, April, as I mentioned, really only one album that if I had to pick one, if I had to pick like one album to listen to April, it would definitely be that Wednesday record. May, though, there's a couple different contenders. You do have this Billy Woods, Kenny Siegel record, which is one of my favorite albums of the year. It's similar in the to the Danny Brown JPEG Mafia record, not only because Danny Brown is on one of the songs on this, but it's avant-garde rap. It's like it's different. The production's a little different, the style's a little different, but the lyricism's fantastic. If you're a rap fan, I think you'll appreciate this album, especially as it stands versus some of the other rap music that's being put out, like Young Thug and things like that. I think this is a nice change of pace. This Kesha album, I really liked this Kesha album, Gag Order. I thought this was a really cool direction for her, working with Rick Rubin, obviously. He's a master at his craft. And I thought Kesha did a great job with this. Conway the Machine, if you are a rap fan and you haven't heard of Griselda or you haven't heard of some of these guys, you got to check some of these records out. Conway the Machine for sure. Westside Gunn as well is a tremendous rapper from that Griselda scene. Hot Mulligan. So I'm a pop punk guy, emo punk guy, and this Hot Mulligan record is on repeat in my household. So if you like that old school type, not old school, but if you like the if you're looking for a new age kind of emo punk, pop punk band, then Hot Mulligan is, you have to listen to this album. Duran Jones is kind of a cool bluesy type record. What else to point out here? I do have a jazz record on here, this Colin Stetson album, When We Were That What Wept for the Sea. I don't love titles like that, honestly. I think it's a little pretentious, but This jazz album is really interesting, kind of jazz instrumental, takes it in a lot of interesting directions. And then another actually jazz album, this Casa Overall album, Animals, that came out, is another one worthwhile checking out. So May definitely had some redemption when it comes to the year as a whole. If I'm ranking the months, I guess, I would definitely say March has to be number one, and then May number two, and then the rest are probably somewhere in the middle. June, here we are at the end of June. I'm recording this on the Friday that albums have come out today, so the likelihood is I may be adding to this list. I don't necessarily have my 10 yet. I still got to go back and listen to some more, but some albums I want to highlight here is definitely, obviously, the Foo Fighters record is tremendous. You should definitely check out that album. Killer Mike put out this album, Michael. That's worth a listen for rap fans. Another one for rap fans, Boldy James, Prisoner of Circumstance. Short one. I think it's only six tracks, something like that. That's worth a listen. And then these other three are a little bit smaller. Maybe you haven't heard of Bully or Trophy Eyes. That's a really good one. Youth Lagoon, that's a fun one. And actually, I have a couple more to add to this list. So Geese put out this album called 3D Country, which is kind of a weird, it's weird. It's a weird album. I don't even know what else to say about it, but I highly recommend it. You have McKinley Dixon, who's a rapper from Richmond, put out this very jazzy, interesting hip-hop record. And then what I've been listening to this morning is, and I may be botching his name, but Grian Chatton. I believe he's from Fontaines, D.C. The album is Chaos for the Fly. This is a really interesting record. I've only heard it a couple times from this morning. It's nine tracks. It is. It has some acoustic, folk elements to it. There's some good piano on there, some ballads. It's worth a listen. So it's a front man kind of going off and making a solo record. Probably worthwhile to listen. And then we'll see. I mean, June, though, besides the Foo Fighters record, June's not that strong of a month either. And so this is where I have kind of these, these thoughts as far as like, man, like, how are we, what can we expect for the rest of the year at this point? Because right now, things are not looking too great. And as far as some of the worst albums of 2023, let me hit you with some of those. So that Shania Twain album that came out in February, god awful. Jack Harlow. So this one's kind of polarizing. I didn't mind this record. I think the main criticism of this album is it seems a little half-baked. The songs are super, super short. The record's super, super short. And I think people are kind of like, if you had taken the time, you could have probably come out with something really, really solid. And instead, it feels a little rushed. It feels a little... it feels like kind of like the type of thing maybe you threw out there on SoundCloud or something like that rather than releasing it as an actual album. I liked it. I think I get why people don't like it. Gunna's record is pretty bad. Lil Durk's record is pretty bad. Hip-hop's having some problems right now. Some of the mainstream guys are having some issues because there has not been a lot of great hip-hop albums, especially in kind of the trap realm. Jonas Brothers put out an album. I can't hate on them. I mean, they do what they do, but that's not great. Ed Sheeran's record is pretty bad. U2 did this whole reimagining of their old songs. I kind of hate that idea a lot. So not a fan, especially because a lot of the songs they're reimagining and redoing are already fantastic kind of as they are. And now it's like, all right, so, I mean, I get when bands at a live show or something like that, they do the song in a different way. And then as a fan and you're at the show, you're like, this is awesome. This is a different version of whatever. But to make a whole album of it, and I hated the idea, and I'd much rather go listen to the originals. Sam Smith's album Gloria did not hit well. That was at the end of January. That was a little rough. Lewis Capaldi, unfortunately, has a clunker. Young Thug's album is not very good. Pink's album kind of stunk it up as well. This new Manskin record, not new, it came out in January. People aren't loving that. Mac DeMarco put out this, like 60 hours of music or whatever album. I mean, that was a little insane. So, yeah, I guess as far as... in summary, for this year, if you're looking for really good music, you kind of have to dig a little bit this year. You don't really have the big mainstream bops. You don't really have the monster albums. Yes, you have a few big names here and there, of course, you know, Foo Fighters, Kesha, it's Miley, etc. But for the most part, there is some tremendous music that has come out this year. But you really have to kind of dig a bit. You have to find it. I mean, hopefully this type of video helps you find some music if you're looking for some new music, because a lot of the albums I'm highlighting here are things that I've listened to over and over again and really enjoy. But overall, I'm waiting to see what happens here in the second half of 2023. I mean, when I go and see, I've done this before, but let me see. Usually Metacritic has some sort of like upcoming release calendar. So let's see, coming soon. So July, Local Natives, Taylor Swift putting out another Taylor's version of an album. I refuse to put that, or like, I know Tyler, the Creator, put out like a reimagine or deluxe edition of his album. I can't put those in my top albums of the month or of the year or things like that. Just no, I can't do that. There's not a lot upcoming. Greta Van Fleet fans, I guess. Bruno Major, I do like Bruno Major, has an album coming out next month. Man, this is just not looking great. Post Malone, I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to laugh if you love him, but yeah, so I don't know. I mean, That Hozier record coming out in August, that should be interesting. Cautious Clay also with an album coming out in August. Alice Cooper fans, stand up. You got an album coming from him. So, yeah, this is not a Olivia Rodrigo. That's going to be a big one to see. Like, how does she handle a follow-up to such a monster record? So we'll see. I think she had a single come out recently, maybe like probably today, for that new record. So I got to check that out and see. Yeah, just kind of see what kind of sound she's working with here. Man, yeah, the rest of this month. And then I know like Drake might be coming out with one. Apparently Nicki Minaj might be coming out with an album in November. We'll see. But man, when you look back at this year compared to when I look at last year, as I pull up, I wanted to look at my playlist for 2022. It's struggling a little bit. I mean, last year you had a tremendous Beach House record, Big Thief record. Denzel Curry had an amazing album. I liked the Lumineers album. that just might be me. Harry Styles, of course, obviously. Pup put out a great one. Beach Bunny. You just had Maggie Rogers. That was one of my favorite albums of the year from last year. Soccer Mommy, always solid. Jid, Death Cab, The Beths. Danger Mouse had that awesome one. Always had an incredible record. Pinegrove put out one. Pusha T, Kendrick, obviously, as well. Joey Badass, Vince Staples. I look at last year and I go, man, we had some good music last year. This year, besides a couple that I highlighted, it has not been great. It has not been great with the absolute just smash hits. Instead, you can just find some really solid under-the-radar records. And hopefully, I hope you find some today. Sound off in the comments if you have some albums that I didn't mention that you feel like are some of your favorites. I know there are some genres I don't really touch here. I don't do a lot in the country. I definitely don't do a lot in the metal realm. So if you like those genres, feel free to let the people know in the comments, hey, here's some albums you should check out. I know King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard put out another record. People always love them. And we'll see. We'll see what the rest of the year holds. We'll see what July brings. I mean, summertime, you'd think there'd be some good summertime music coming. But for now, that's what we're looking at here. So I'll put the link to my playlist where I have all these albums listed. I'll put that in the description. So if you want to go to them, go to the albums through that, feel free. Otherwise, we will see you sometime soon. This has been another episode of the Music Rabbit Hole.